OPM wants to loosen its hold on chief human capital officers by demoting its human capital assessment and accountability framework, known as HCAF, from regulations to guidelines. HCAF is a type of checklist. It gives human resources officials a list of things to do in five areas of their job concerning strategy, leadership, knowledge, and talent management, work culture, and accountability. John Palguda, Vice President of Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, puts the proposal in perspective.
Folks outside the HR community are not going to be even aware that this is going on, but this is a big deal for, the Chief Human Capital Officer or the HR staff in smaller agencies.
Jeff Neal is one of those folks who sees it as a big deal.
Yes, I do, and I actually would view this as a fairly big step by OPM. They're actually taking away very prescriptive regulations.
Neal just retired as the Chief Human Capital Officer of the Department of Homeland Security. In that role, he's sometimes fought with the HCAF regulations.
Instead of saying DHS needs better processes for hiring Border Patrol agents, and we want to work on improving that, they gave us a list of five human capital systems: strategic alignment, leadership and knowledge management, results-oriented performance culture, talent management and accountability. And then they said we had to report based on those things, and we had to plan around those things. And by putting all of that into the regulations, they sort of tied our hands.
OPM's proposal would still expect agencies to follow the HCAF guidelines, although they would have more discretion to focus on some of the areas rather than all five. Former Deputy Chief Human Capital Officer at the Treasury Department, Rick Hastings, says HCAF did the federal government some good.
I think they're important. I think it just makes good business sense that you would have the five principles that are in the HCAF. I think it, in running any business, I think you'd want to look at those five areas. I think if you don't have any guidelines or guidance, it could potentially deteriorate from where agencies have currently gotten as a result of the HCAF guidelines.
But Hastings says OPM is now being proactive by giving agencies room to train their human capital officers.
People like me, you know, we've gone out of the system. So people, there was not a group of people ready to step up to the plate, so to speak, when people walked out the door. So you don't want to go out and beat people up when they're still being developed, if you will.
And Hastings says OPM is foreseeing smaller agency budgets in the future. Former DHS Chief Capital Officer Jeff Neal says agencies will need all the flexibility they can get.
The more you prescribe how to do things rather than the results you want them to accomplish, the less opportunity for innovation you have, the less ability to really do great things you have.
Neal predicts that innovation and creativity will come in handy as agencies find themselves having to meet the same goals with fewer resources. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.